adventure of Captain Laserbeard and his Gamma Raiders! Fear throughout the galaxy, the fearsome pirate Laserbeard and his Gamma Raiders! Their ship, the Flying Earthman, striking fear into the stoutest heart!
Antonio's Pizza and Sub, Commonwealth Ave, proudly serving the MSU area since 1995. This is Shauna speaking. Will this be pickup or delivery? Hi, Ma. Kind of busy. Just myself and Catherine. What? No, Antonio isn't here. I know he's never been here because there is no Antonio. There never has been. It's just a name. I've told you that. I'm fine. What do you want, Mom? Because you keep changing the subject. You always do that when you want something. I'm not being flip. It's the truth. Sorry, I didn't mean to... Mom, of course, I know, but no, it's not a problem, Ma. Three large, an extra cheese, a sausage, and a veggie, right? Okay, I'll see you tonight, Ma. I love you too, Mom.
Your mom getting more free pizza off you?
Not my mom, my four brothers.
Shauna, you can't keep letting them sponge off you like that. The boss is going to find out.
I've been working here for 6 years. He needs me more than he needs those pizzas.
Order up for McNally! So anyway, you will not believe what my journalism professor is doing to me.
What's that?
She gave me a 90 on my term project.
I can't believe it. You got a 90?
It easily could have been a 95. It would have been perfect if there wasn't a group component. I work so much better alone. Now I'm going to get a 3.7 this semester. Unreal.
Unreal, yeah. I'm a 3.2, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, a 3.2 isn't bad.
For me, you mean?
No, that isn't what I mean. Orders up for Barton Johnson. I mean that you spend a lot of time at work.
Well, I kind of have to, Catherine.
No, I know. I mean, considering that you're either babysitting your brothers or working here, it's amazing that you have a 3.2.
I know. I just like to make Dean's List once. It'd make my parents happy, you know?
Parents, whatever. Do it for yourself. Order up for Norton.
Well, they are paying for school and all. Them and the government. I think they've been a little disappointed in my grades so far.
Meh.
Besides, it would set a good example for Tyler. He hasn't been doing so well in high school this year, not to mention the twins.
Hey, where's Mike? Isn't he on the shift?
Scheduled to be on the shift, yes.
That kid, I'm gonna kill him. Orders up for Boris Gosiecki. Did I pronounce that right?
Hey, ladies. Sorry I'm late.
I doubt that somehow.
You're just lucky the boss isn't here, Mike. What are you, 25 minutes late for the fourth day in a row?
Hey, now. Third. I was studying.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, really. Coach is going to kill me if I don't get a 2-0 this semester. I could even lose my scholarship.
Whatever will MSU Boston do without their favorite fourth string quarterback?
Third string, thank you very much.
Third? Geez, hang in there, Mike. You're going pro any minute now.
Okay, I get it. I'm late. Field day to pick on Mike. Har har. Drop it, would you? It's my dream you're mocking. I got it. Antonio, sup!
Oh, good God, give me that. Antonio's Pizza and Sub, Commonwealth Ave, proudly serving the MSU area since 1995.
Everyone's a critic.
Here, get the Caesar app, no bacon. You know the boss wants us to start using that spiel when we answer the phone.
That's stupid. Why is this place called Antonio's anyway?
I guess Chang's was taken. Mike, I just said no bacon.
No, my bad.
Mike, I'm technically your supervisor. You've got to start taking this more seriously. Kath and I can't just keep picking up your slack.
Don't call me Kath. I hate that.
Sorry.
Here's your order, sir.
Hey, you got your notes with you?
Yes, but you can't just keep studying at work, Mike. You're distracted enough. Besides, my notes are starting to smell delicious.
Mike!
Hey, it's JJ. J squared. 25. Or 10. Yeah. Oh, no. Too slow. Mike. Not cool enough. The punishment for insufficient cool is tickles.
Stop it.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. Pizzas aren't quite ready yet.
Whatever.
T-Bone, what's shaking?
Just watching the brats and picking up the pizzas, as usual.
Ah, yes. The Brown Family Discount?
Mike!
No worries. I probably won't tell.
What's that on the radio?
Turn it up!
Zap!
Hey, jerks, turn it down!
Thanks, Tyler. What is that anyway?
Dunno. The boss likes it. Here are your pizzas, Sir Tyler Brown. The total comes to $0.00. Now, will that be cash or credit?
Traveler's checks.
They're old radio serials. He has a binder full of them out back. Makes us listen to them all day.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah, fun. Order up for Warren.
Anyway, I'll see you later, Mike. You ready, Shauna?
Yeah, just about. Let me finish the salad, then I'll take my break and drive you guys home.
In the delivery car again? Scandal!
They placed an order for delivery. Now I'm delivering it.
And them.
Right.
For free.
You're not going to tell on me.
And why not? I could. I'm unpredictable.
Why not? Because I have so much worse dirt on you, sir. Chronically late. Mr. Rarely gets his order right. Senior flaming football.
All right. I at least hope they're tipping you.
Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, Ty, so is Dad working late again?
Actually, no. He's coming home early.
He is?
Yeah.
So I don't need to go right home after work?
I guess not.
No one's going out or needs me to clean anything?
Could it be? A night off? Say it isn't so.
I don't know what to do with myself. This never actually happens to me.
Sucks, huh? Guess you'll just have to make the most of it. Get dinner or see a movie. I'll buy.
Oh, well, that would be nice. Hey, Catherine, want to see a movie? Mike's buying.
As long as it isn't anything with spaceships or swords.
It most definitely is. Spaceships and swords, if we can manage it. Oh, well.
Yeah, fine, I'll come. Order up for Smith, order up for Warren.
Great.
Fascinating conversation. Can we go now?
To the stars!
In a spaceship! Whoosh!
You sure you guys can cover without me?
Yes, go.
We'll carry on, somehow.
But how will you survive with Gamma Raiders?
Oh, you space sail!
Hi, Captain Laserbeard!
Your brothers are awesome. Later, JJ. Bye. See you, Tyler.
Yeah, okay, see you.
Bye, Shauna.
Bye, guys. Be back in a bit.
Large thick crust pepperoni, Mike.
Got it. Here's the Caesar.
Thanks.
Order up for Rao.
Here you are, ma'am. That's $6.25. Mike, could you please turn down that radio?
Sure. Huh, JJ broke the dial.
Oh, lovely. Radio drama hell, ahoy.
I thought, too, of the life I had unwittingly left behind. What fate had transposed my well-meant existence to this wanton piracy? And could I have returned things back to the way they once were? Did I once have the chance and simply neglect to take it?
We could walk, you know.
What?
I'm 15. It's stupid for me to have to meet them after school, walk them to Antonio's, and then have you drive us the rest of the
way. Tyler, it's like a 30-minute walk.
Well, you're busy enough.
I don't mind.
Isn't this supposed to be your lunch break?
Well, yeah.
So when do you eat?
Do I look like I'm starving, Ty?
Oh, this is a girl thing, isn't
it? What girl thing?
If I say no, you think I'm calling you fat. If I say yes, you think I'm lying because I secretly think you're fat.
You are wise beyond your years. I've taught you well.
Girls are dumb. Would you guys shut up?
They're not bothering anyone.
They're bothering me.
It doesn't bother me that they're bothering you. Oh, lighten up, Sir Moodius. How's school going?
Going, and gone.
Hi.
Oh, look, here we are.
Thanks for the ride, pizza girl.
Yeah, pizza face.
Pizza bread.
Pizza fart.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll just bring in the pizzas myself. Jerks.
Tyler, they're 7.
I didn't suck nearly that much when I was 7.
No comment. And don't say suck.
Whatever.
Just be sure to tell Ma that I'm not coming home after work. If she needs me, I'll leave my cell phone on.
During the movie?
Yeah, what if there's an emergency?
It's everything to everyone. Strikes again.
Only on my day off. I'll see you later, punk.
Whatever.
Tyler, shut the door.
Why?
Do it.
Holy sh!
Don't swear.
How do you do that? You're a superhero, aren't you?
Isn't it obvious?
And that was your, what, Shauna sense?
But of course, my Shauna sense tingles when something's wrong or when you're not doing your algebra homework. Do your algebra homework. All right, I'm going to be late. Mike and Catherine are probably killing each other without me around. Kisses.
Oh, no.
Kisses.
Oh, get off me.
Super
Stop
Shauna.
It. Stop it. Freak. Gross.
Kisses. Oh, no.
I love you, Ty.
Yeah, I love you, too.
I'll see you later. Don't kill the twins.
No promises.
What is it, Shauna?
Nothing. Something feels wrong. Like, I shouldn't be here.
You know, you're allowed a night off once in a century.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, what could be so bad? You're gonna hang out with me? And Catherine? It's gonna be a grand adventure!
I don't want a grand adventure.
Well, you're getting one anyway. That's final.
Mike, could you pass me my bag? Careful, that's got my laptop in it.
You're welcome.
Are we really going to see this movie?
Yeah, it just opened tonight. You'll be the envy of all your friends.
Crap, no. Come on. Do we have to see the latest high-budget nerd spectacle on opening night?
I didn't get to see either of the last two until they came out on DVD, and I've never seen them on opening night.
Are there even other girls here? Am I going to be kidnapped and taken to some dweeb dungeon?
Don't worry, we'll fit right in. Ta-da!
Are those capes?
They're cloaks. They have a hood for your head.
Whatever. What were they doing in your trunk?
I think they were left over from the Ren Fair. Here, put them on.
Oh, God, you actually go to those things?
Well, it's mostly Tyler and the twins. They're into all of that gaming stuff. I go occasionally. It's nice sometimes to escape to another world.
We're going to look ridiculous wearing these to the movies.
That's the point. Where's your sense of adventure?
I must left it at home along with my dignity.
Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Shauna, invite me next time you're going to a nerd fest.
You're into that stuff, too?
Hey, I may look like a dumb jock, but beneath this burly facade, there's...
You mean facade.
Yeah, sure. Beneath that.
I am Michaelis, 10th level barbarian warrior.
Your alter ego is also a muscle bound moron? Perfect.
You know, everyone says you're this class act. Why don't I ever see that?
Maybe you aren't looking close enough.
Is that an invitation?
Oh, gross.
Hey, Shauna. Hey, Shauna?
Shauna?
What?
Are you okay? You look kind of spaced out.
I just had the strangest sensation. Like, I don't know, like I was being watched.
Watched?
You know what? I'm kind of getting that too.
Haha, stop it, guys. You're creeping me out. What are you doing? Let's go.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Where's that coming from?
Chanting. What are they saying?
It's those goth dweebs over by the entrance. They're just being, you know, dweebish. Okay, now you're starting to make me imagine stuff. This isn't funny.
Whoa, what's going on?
Guys, what's happening? I don't feel so good. What is that chanting?
Okay, I will help you.
It's Shauna!
She fell.
Help me get her up.
Oh, God. That voice. It's so horrible. Mike, what's happening? I can't sit straight.
It's the noise. It's tearing me apart. Jarek, fi. Chagrun, fi. Ha, fi. Fi. Dishan, fi. Chagrun, fi.
What the?
Where are we?
Where did these woods come from?
Where did the city go? And when did it get lighter? And where's my bag?
Yeah.
Who the hell are they?
What are they saying? Is that Klingon?
Shauna?
Shauna, I got you. I've got you.
Are you okay?
What's going on? Where are we? What?
I don't know, but we're okay. We're okay.
Mike, let her go. You're crushing her.
Turan, Fepoplix. Fiklolodi. Poren.
What? What?
Shauna?
Are you Rana? Can you understand me now?
Well, yeah, now that you're not speaking all funny. Who are you? What the hell's going on? What's with your clothes? Like, Ren Fair meets Industrial Revolution? Is that a real sword?
Please let it be some kind of nerd convention
or a dream. We were just...
A weird, but nerdy dream.
I understand all of what you say and none of what she says. Is she all right?
She's in shock. Catherine?
It's okay, Shauna. It's okay. Calm down.
This was a horrible idea, Fesmer. How are these people going to help you? Why do I listen to you?
I cast the spell exactly how the book said, Tekia Voli.
We're in the parking lot, going to the movies, going to see...
Terrible movie.
That's right. Then there was this chanting, and now we're in some forest, and it's like 80 degrees out. Wait, the movie was not terrible.
Guess we'll never know now.
Is she unwell?
She's just scared.
Oh, I get it. I'm dreaming.
Shauna, listen. It's okay. Well, no, it's not, but it will be. Let's just figure out what's going on around here. Just don't...
Okay, sure, whatever. I'll be here trying to wake up.
You.
Or go back to sleep, whichever.
What's going on here? Where are we? Why are we here?
Yes, perhaps I should try to explain.
That'd be great.
Yes, please do. This should be interesting.
Arkan, everyone always says you are a paragon of wit and grace. Why do I...
Let me begin, as he has caused enough trouble already. I am called Arkan, daughter of Lorena Lark and Alexa Lark. He is called Fesmer, son of Laroxan Poe and Tristan Unpo.
I'm Mike, son of Steve and Martha. And that's Shauna, daughter of Jennifer and Seamus. And she's Catherine.
I can't believe you're taking this seriously.
What else am I supposed to do? We're somehow trapped in this fantasy game. We might as well play along. I'll be the fighter. Guess you're the thief.
Could someone explain what exactly is going on here?
Fesmer summoned you.
What, you did this?
I called for assistance, but I am not exactly certain that I called for you.
Summon? Look, we were not called here. We fell here against our will, and it hurt.
What?
One minute we were walking to the movie theater, and the next we're here. I didn't answer any summons. But, you know, it doesn't matter, because you're not real, and I'm dreaming, and none of this is real.
Willingly or not, impossible or not, real or not, you did show up in response to my spell. Maybe you are the ones who can help me.
Spell? Like, magic spell?
Look, we're not going to be much help to you. We're just ordinary people.
It's all a dream. It's gotta be just a dream.
I thought... Fesmer, let me see the spell book. Can you cast this one?
Certainly. Faikloldi, Larinth Ohm.
Whoa.
Okay, this just tops it off. Now Mike has a halo of all things.
Both of you do, too. Shauna, are you okay?
Please, can you never do that again?
It's a very simple spell, simply meant to determine your point of origin. You should not have felt discomfort, Shauna.
It was really strange. Every time you do that, it's like something's tugging on my insides.
Vesemir, you have made a mistake. The spell says these people are not from anywhere.
I am relatively sure I made no mistake. Let me recheck Jareth's book.
I'll save you the trouble. We're from Boston. Well, I'm from Ohio, and Catherine's from Cali, but we live in Boston.
What do you mean the spell says we're from nowhere?
You should have a line pointing from the halo to the place where you were born, but there is nothing. Vesemir, you must have made a mistake. And I've never heard of any of these places the big one mentioned. Maybe your spell has addled their brains.
Maybe there is no line because our home doesn't have magic?
But that's impossible.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on around here.
Not to be rude, but is anyone else hungry? I always get very hungry after casting a big spell, and now I'm famished.
Oh, good idea. I haven't eaten since breakfast.
Mike, now is not the time for food.
Now is always the time for food.
Vesemir, where are you?
Oh, here comes trouble. Should we hide?
What? Why should we hide? Who's coming?
Vesemir!
Either way, I am in trouble. Over here, Jareth.
Vesemir, there you are. I was starting to worry I could not find you before night fell. I felt a powerful discharge, and then... Is that my book?
Maybe.
And who are these people? Oh, Vesemir. Vesemir, you fool. Surely you did not...
And who are you?
What did he say?
Oh, let me. Fyclodoli, pardon.
Fez, what did you just do?
Hey, I asked who you were.
Quiet! Did you hear something?
Yeah, sounds like a car. No, what is that?
Legionnaires.
What?
No time. Get back. Hide in the brush.
Take off your clothes. Put them over your heads.
Great. We can look like six people hiding under long black cloaks.
Not for long.
Thank for all the Kalam Waram Zalmakin.
Everyone shh.
What is it? Why are we stopping?
I swear, I saw something.
Whoa, are they riding hover bikes?
They're monsters.
Nah, look, see, it's armor.
Quiet. They are not monsters, but they do have weapons.
It's a dream.
See? Nothing.
I saw it as well.
The two of you, Sherentha. This forest is too dense to see more than 20 paces in. Did you know these foolish villagers think these woods are sacred?
Why?
How should I know? Something to do with this ridiculous school. I am not the one who is from around here. We should just burn it all down to honor Lord Orin. Let us go. We'll be late for the gathering, you bastards.
Shh. I heard something.
Who is there? Show yourself.
Ow, something bit me.
What was that? You, go look. Bring your flame caster.
Me? Very well.
Get ready to run on my signal, Arkan. Take her down the westerly path.
Hold on, I'm not going anywhere.
You will if you want to live.
You, come with me.
Me?
Fez, I want you to cause a distraction. Something that will delay them long enough to give us a chance. Then take him and follow the riverbed.
Just the thing.
Now silence, he's approaching.
I know you're out there. You cannot escape the Legion. Show yourselves or I start setting fire to your precious forest.
Ready, Vesemir?
Now! Fyclololdi, Garin Balnwak!
Whoa!
Ha! It worked!
Run!
Let go!
Just run!
Quick, after them! Split up and follow!
What's going on? Who are those guys?
They are the Legion of Orin, the Black Hands. Does not matter, we are dreams, correct? Just keep running!
How did Vesemir do that?
Magic, how else?
But no, there's no such thing as magic. There can't be!
Of course there is! You really are not from around here, are you?
That's what we've been saying! Hey, where are we going? Where'd my friends go?
We're going to Zana's. We will join the others there. Provided we can lose our pursuer. Maybe there we can think of a way to send you back to where you came.
Really?
We will try. Then we'll get in. But if anyone can think of a place to start, it is Jareth and Zana.
How much longer do we have to run?
Not too far. We are taking the most direct route. Now quiet and run. I think I hear one of their Walor.
Their what?
Machines that fly.
Flying machines?
Yes, Walor. That is what I said.
It's gotta be a dream.
Not to be rude, but who the heck are you and why am I suddenly alone with you?
I am Jareth. You are?
Catherine.
I am sorry we did not have time for a proper introduction. You may have noticed we are running for our lives.
Yeah, about that. Who are we running from?
Wait, stop here. Yes. Yes, this is perfect.
What? What about running for our lives?
This is an ideal spot for a trap spell. The trees are so dense here, he will have to pass through this point. Here, take this bag.
Okay.
Pour a line of powder from there to here. I will carve the array into these trees.
Can't you just blast him like what's his name, Vesemir, did to that tree?
Of course not. Savage magic is illegal. It is dangerous, unpredictable. Everyone knows that. Except for Vesemir, clearly.
So what are we doing, then?
This spell is a proper one, done in the safe, measured method we teach at university. It will still be dangerous, of course, but only to that legionnaire.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. Not that I believe in this magic stuff.
You really are not from around here, are you?
What tipped you off?
But Odie is everywhere and in everything, Catherine. It's like air. I find it difficult to understand how one could not believe it.
There is no Odie where I come from. No magic, just charlatans, crazies, and clever performance artists. Is that enough? What is this stuff?
Mica powder. You truly know nothing of Odie?
Nope.
Where did you say you are from?
Boston, by way of California.
So, mica powder is not an ideal trap conducer in Boston by way of California?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Dude, how'd you do that thing with the tree? That was awesome!
I just thought of it. It worked better than I thought it would.
So you think we lost them?
I believe so. I cannot hear them pursuing, but we should not get overconfident.
So who are these Legion guys?
Oh, murderers, the thieves, and worse. If they were to catch us now, we'd probably be better off dead.
Ah, the bad guys then.
You could say that.
So, why can't we fight them? The first bad guys are never very hard. Ooh, unless this is a cutscene.
What?
You know, like Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest? No? Diablo? Neverwinter Nights? Oh, never mind. You wouldn't get it. You're in the game.
Game? Mike, I assure you, this is not a game. If they catch us, they
No, I get it. Someone always says this is not a game.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. I'm just joking.
Well, maybe I should work on a better version of the translate spell. It does not seem to be working very well. Mike, were you truly brought here against your will?
Pretty much. Yeah. Was it you who did it?
I do not know. The spell description said nothing about people falling out of the air. I've never cast it before, though.
What'd you need help with?
But some of them are chasing us right now.
Oh, yeah. The bad guys.
It is ready. I simply need to charge it, and then we should run. The explosion should not be too large, but...
Explosion? You're not going to kill him, are you?
Your concern is noble, Catherine, but these men are evil. There is no saving them.
But you can't just blow people up.
Perhaps you misunderstand. If these men catch you, they will not kill you. That would be a mercy they will not grant you. Trust me, Catherine. I will see you to safety. Now, begin!
What was that chill?
That was normal. Now run!
Here he comes!
Do not stop!
I can't just leave him. I mean, maybe he's really hurt.
What about this is hard to understand. Is this Boston of yours truly so far away? They are evil. There is no time for your pity.
Is that what they teach at your university?
This is what life teaches under the threat of the Legion. They are an unrelenting scourge on our world, Catherine. They are criminals, murderers, and Pullivan. Furthermore, there is no evidence that he was the only one who was following us. We must keep going.
Okay, I'll believe you. I don't like it, but I don't have much choice.
There is always a choice. You chose to answer Fesmer's spell, and you can choose to stay behind for the Legion to find.
But I didn't answer any spell.
What? We will make sense of this later. Norianfi, now please, run!
Okay, okay.
It's getting closer!
Quickly, into the bushes. Absolutely quiet.
Oh God, oh God, wake up, please. Oh man, that was too close.
Do you still think this is a dream?
Oh, Archon, I didn't mean anything.
It's not important. What is important is that we are still alive. Let us take a slightly different route from here. I would not want to catch up with him. With luck, he will get lost in these woods. They can be treacherous if you do not know your way.
Okay, no more close calls. For a moment there, I swear he looked
we
right
should
at you.
Keep running.
Archon, my friends, do you think they'll be all right? What if these Legion guys...
Your friends are in good hands. Jareth can protect Catherine from a single Legionnaire easily. As for Fesmer and Mike, well, Fesmer has a knack of getting out of trouble. No harm will come to them.
I hope you're right. Maybe it is Fesmer we should be worrying about.
What do you mean?
Knowing Mikey's already started talking about football.
And that is where they scored a touch-up?
Down, touchdown.
Right, touchdown. So they touch the ball down on the ground to score the points?
Well, no, you just need to hold the ball in your hand in the end zone.
I am confused. You need to hold the ball with your hands?
Yeah.
But I thought it was called football.
It is.
Well, why do you use your hands in football?
Because only Europeans play soccer?
What is soccer?
No.
I think I would have to see it to make any sense of it.
Yeah, probably. That's how I learned, watching games with my dad. You'd like it, Fesmer. It's a perfect sport.
How so?
It's got everything. To win, you gotta have skill, strategy, and just the right amount of violence. In football, everyone on the team has a job, you know? The QB's important, but without good receivers and linemen, there's no point. There's a reason it's the most popular sport in America.
I will take your word for it.
So what kind of sports do you have around here?
Tell me that I might dominate your puny world!
There is Brika.
Is it violent?
Very much so.
All right!
Shh! What?
I hear something. They have found us! Run!
What's with these guys? I thought we'd lost them!
Me too.
Can't you just zap them?
No, I think I've reached my limit for the day. Rumbling is difficult enough.
Need to level up a bit?
What does that mean?
Oh, you'll see.
Keep calling, Shauna. We are almost out of the woods.
Thank you, God. Never running again.
Oh, I see Zanos. We made it.
Finally. There's Catherine and that tall guy. Catherine!
Shauna, I was getting worried.
Where's Mike and that other guy?
Your friend and Vesmer took the longest route. They should be here soon. Arkan, were you followed?
Yes, but we hid. He's probably lost in the forest now.
We can hope. One of them mentioned a gathering. I wonder what they could be referring
to. Everybody get inside!
Incoming!
There they are! The Legionnaires right behind them!
Arkan, take these two inside. I will try to... What is he doing?
Mike!
Don't stop, you idiot! What is he trying
to... Oh, no.
He's running straight at the Legionnaire!
Bring it!
By the ancestors!
Well, that is something I have never seen before.
Mike! Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool. Could you give me a hand?
You knocked him right off of his Walor. That was incredible.
It was nothing. Just the best tackle ever! Booyah!
The Legionnaire? Is he...
Yeah, I think he's down for the count. Sometimes I guess I just don't know my own strength.
Jareth, take off his faceplate. See who he is.
Good thought.
He looks younger than me.
I know him.
Is he not one of your neighbors?
His name is Caleb. He always seemed like such a good kid.
That hardly matters now. I must bring him and his Warlord to university. Perhaps we will be able to uncover more Legionnaires in our midst.
Where did his Warlord go?
Drifted off that way?
Zana, shut up!
Oh.
What is all this noise? My fence! Vesmer, is this your fault?
You could say that, yes.
Shishwa, Vesmer stole my book and summoned three strangers from another world here to Laundi. He used illegal magic and drew the attention of three Legionnaires. We might all be dead right now.
Vesmer, I am very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry, Shishwa.
You knew that tonight was your turn to help in the kitchen. Now dinner will be delayed. Think next time before you rush off to defy the natural order of things on Lyra all night.
Yes, Shishwa.
As for our guests, I am Zana, and you are welcome here. Dinner will be ready in short order. I hope you enjoy pig pie.
But my tasks...
Your task now is to mend my fence, Theo. Jareth, is that young Caleb lying on the ground over there?
Yes.
Is he dead or unconscious?
Unconscious, Zana.
Then will he be staying for dinner?
Zana, he is a Legionnaire.
Indeed, Jareth. But Legionnaires must also eat.
We need to arrest him, not feed him.
Very well. One less mouth to feed. Arkan, please assist me in the kitchen.
Yes, Shishwa.
Can I help?
What did she say?
Oh, sorry, allow me. Faikthaloldi, Poren. I am going to pay for all this spellcasting in the morning.
Vesmer, have you not caused enough trouble with your magic for one day?
I asked if I could help.
Thank you for your offer, but you are a guest here. Your assistance is not needed. Please, make yourself comfortable. Come, Arkan, you may stuff the pig hooves.
Stuff them into what?
Mike, rude.
I will escort Caleb to university now. Still unconscious. Very impressive, Mike.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Well, I suppose his Warlord still works. You could bring that.
I'll drive. Hold on a moment, though.
I suppose I should sit with that fence now.
You want some help?
I would appreciate that, Mike. You're very kind.
Not at all. These things usually grant an XP or an alignment bonus.
Just a sec, Mike.
What? Oh, Shauna. Hey, what's wrong?
I will begin without you, Mike.
Don't worry about it. I'm just not taking to this too well. I'll be fine.
This is pretty bizarre, huh?
You mean bizarre awesome?
Not really, no.
It's not just that. I just can't stop thinking about home. The twins have to go to bed soon, and Ma can't ever get them to brush their teeth. Tyler's going to be worried sick if I don't come home tonight or tomorrow, at least. They need me.
They'll be fine, Shauna. I bet they won't even miss you.
I think Vesmer needs help with that fence, Mike.
Yeah, good point. See you at dinner. Man, I'm starved.
Are you going to be all right, Shauna? You know that we're going to find a way home, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Give me a hug. Don't worry so much.
Okay.
I'm going to help Jareth with a hover thingy now, but I'll see you at dinner.
Sure. Be careful, okay?
Hey, what could possibly go wrong?
Don't say that! Jeez, idiot!
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. I'll be there soon, Ty. Really soon. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to the pilot episode of Second Shift, Everything to Everyone, Part 1. It has been a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. The producer of Second Shift is Becky Davis. This episode was written by Andrea Schubert, John Tanzer, and Brandon Kroos. The vocal team includes the following. Mike Hunter played Mike. Alexandria Gist played Catherine. Becky Davis played Shauna. Brad Smith played Jared. Andrew Schwartz played Fesmer. Julia Lunetta played Archon. Christina Milodovic played Zana. Additional voices were provided by John Tanzer, Brandon Kroos, Andrew Schwartz, and Christina Milodovic. The audio podcast was edited by Andrew Schwartz. The musical score was created by Jason Hall. The executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006, Blue Sky Red Design.
Time.
Wait, are we doing Yakov
Smirnoff? In Soviet Laudi, Odi cast you!